This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. Today, dear brothers and sisters, I will be talking about another topic, and that is envy. Envy destroys one's health. We must understand what creates envy and refrain from it. When we have understood what envy is and what creates envy, then we must also know the techniques to refrain from it. This sickness is more worse than cancer for one's spirit. Why? From the beginning, one must control himself so that he or she does not become afflicted with this disease. It can destroy one's family. Envy starts from becoming angry at the wrong times or becoming excessively angry. Examples of these have been mentioned earlier. For example, suppose there are two workmates or colleagues or classmates. One of them gets a promotion and the other doesn't get that promotion. One of those two classmates gets accepted in that university X and the other one does not get accepted in that university. And that suddenly between colleagues and friends and classmates, you see that the envy, it starts to take over your being, your existence. Why? Because you were on the same level with your colleague. How come that he got the promotion and I didn't? We were at the same level when we studied in high school or in the university. How come he got accepted and not me? So you see that envy is starting to take over your whole being. The one who did not get promoted gets angry at the fact that his colleague got promoted, but he did not. This anger would result in envy. His envy will grow and he would wish that his former colleague, his former classmate, gets demoted. This form of envy is harmful for one's body, first of all, and secondly, for his own soul. The commander of the faithful Ali alayhi salam said in Nahjul Balagha, the peak of eloquence, it is strange that an envious person does not pay attention to his own health. It is true that envy destroys one's physical health. He also said, alayhi salam, health comes from a lack of envy. Health comes from a lack of envy. A man's spirit has many duties, including taking care of his body and protecting his abilities. When one becomes envious, his spirit only thinks about what he is envious about. So your mind, your nafs, whatever you want to call it, starts to create more thoughts, and those thoughts take over your whole being. You start to think all the time about this issue, and this resentment comes within you. This envy starts to build up within you, and that has physical implementation. Your physical health will be endangered here. You start to think about this issue all the time. His spirit becomes upset because it feels that it has less than what he is envious about. This event has an effect on one's appetite also.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Envy does not allow faith to remain in one's heart, dear brothers and sisters. Envy destroys one's soul. The following tradition has been narrated in Usul al-Kafi and other books. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, envy consumes one's faith, just like fire consumes firewood. I want to say it one more time because it is so important, dear brothers and sisters. Envy consumes one's faith, just like fire consumes firewood. Have you seen what fire does to firewood? He, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, said that envy does the same thing to one's faith. One will die without faith if envy grows inside of him, because envy does not allow faith to remain in his heart. And we call that in Arabic hasad. That is called hasad. In another tradition, the Messenger of Allah said to his companions, beware, a sickness that was in previous nations has been found amongst you, the community of Islam, the Islamic nation. Know that this is a terminal disease. It is a disease that destroys your religion. When you get envious about someone or about something, you might do wrong acts, wrong actions, or anything to destroy that person. This was a warning sign that the Prophet gave to his companions at the end of his life. Envy is what took the followers of the previous prophets off the path of religion. And we saw what envy did to the Muslims after the demise of the Prophet. Envy was the reason for the death of thousands of people in the battles of Jamal and Safin against Imam Ali alayhi salam, where prominent companions participated and started to fight the truth, the haqq, which was Ali alayhi salam, the embodiment of the noble Quran, which was Ali alayhi salam, in the battles of Jamal and Safin. We saw what envy did at the first days after the demise of the Prophet, where the successorship was taken over by some and was not given to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Review the history of Islam, dear brothers and sisters, and you will see that envy was behind every social catastrophe that befell the Muslims. So try to have this in your mind, dear brothers and sisters, that when you feel the envy, when you feel envy taking over, hasad taking over, you should start to ask yourself why and try to do something about it. And inshallah, we will talk more in coming programs about what to do about envy. Till next time, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Love is all I need.
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 Oh, oh, oh,
your love is all I need. To be all I
need.
And I know that you see how much you need. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.